Today, I know that God has somebody in mind. Is that person here this morning? If you know that's you and you are confident, say loud and clear, that is me. Turn to your neighbor, tell him, that is me. Tell somebody else on the other side, that is me. Shout it loud, I'm believing, amen. As you have declared it, so shall it be for you. Now for this man, globally, in this commission, the theme that we are looking at is, I am set for an encounter with power. Can we say that together, please? Again. Now the loudest we can. And that God will make happen for you. And today in this service, we're looking at encounter with power through prayer and fasting. Encounter with power through prayer and what? We'll take our text, just one quick scripture, as you open with me to the Gospel according to St. Luke. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. And we shall be reading together. Luke 10, 19. Everybody, let's read. One, two, go. Let's take it one more time. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power and mortals. Shout a loud amen to that. I give unto you what? Power. Jesus is the one speaking here, and he's speaking to you and me. Behold, I give unto you power. Power. Say with me, I receive power. Why do I need power? That scripture says it all. To tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and yet live an unhurtable life. That's dominion. That is practical dominion. Why do I need power? To live a life of dominion. To live a life of triumph. To walk through this life and yet be unhurtable. There are people already living in that realm. Today, I see you join the number. Amen. If you receive it, say, I receive it.
I receive it.
I said, today, there are people living in that realm. You must be one of such people. And even if you are one of such people already, God will still change your level today. If you don't know of any man who does that, remember, God's servant, the presiding bishop over this commission. You want to know a man that lives a life of dominion and triumph in the midst of this wicked world? Study Bishop David Oyedepo. The powers of the wicked, the enemy, witches, wizards, occultic powers. Recognize the authority and the power of God vested in his life. Subduing the kingdoms of darkness and advancing the kingdom of God. And that's the commission to which you are connected. Today, your story must change. Whatever devil might have been harassing your life and destiny in time past, and making life difficult and uncomfortable for you, I've got good news for you today. Because the last challenge you had is the last you will ever have. And what a joy we are here today on this covenant day of longevity. And then again, it's an anointing service today. After you are anointed today, I see you living here as a terror to the kingdom of darkness. That shall be your testimony. Please understand and appreciate the fact, very importantly, as we look at this subject, that warned the whole world life in wickedness. 1 John 5:19. The whole world. Is America part of the whole world?
Yes.
Is New York part of the whole world?
Yes.
So there is wickedness everywhere. There's no need running from pillar to post. Wickedness exists everywhere. There was a testimony today at the Faith Tabernacle, one of the services. This lady, she said, every nation she went, these forces of wickedness kept following her. But glory, hallelujah. Not long ago, she went to Canaan land, and as she stepped the ground of Canaan land, every attack of the wicked vanished off her land. And she stood on the altar today sharing her testimony. Your testimony shall be the next.
Amen.
The whole world is carpeted with wickedness. Psalms chapter 23. The Bible tells us, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So, walking through this life is walking through the valley of the shadow of death. The whole world lies in wickedness. Number two, we must appreciate the fact, very importantly, that we are in the days of God's power. We are in the days of what? God's power. Psalm 110, verses 1 to 3. We are in the days of the power of God. God is unleashing his power upon his people. And that's why the scripture we read in Luke 10:19 says, I give unto you power. God is the giver of supernatural power. And if you are born again, you are his child. So it becomes your right to be empowered. Today, you shall be empowered.
Amen.
And if you have been empowered before today, you shall be re-empowered.
Amen.
Your level of empowerment shall increase,
Amen.
And your level of command shall also increase.
Amen.
Why? We are in the days of God's power. You shall not be left out in Jesus' name.
Amen.
People of God, the cloud of glory is moving. Church is not a place of religion. It's not a place to just come sit down religiously. Well, if I don't go to church, well, my neighbor will ask me. My pastor will ask why. My family members will not be happy with me. And then you just go to fulfill righteousness and just be in religion. No! Zion is the center of power.
Amen.
You are seated here today in church. The power of God is here, and you are returning with that power.
Amen.
Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen?
Also, we must understand very importantly, everyone that has been born again, you have been redeemed to be empowered. Redemption empowers you. You have been redeemed to be empowered. John 1:12. As many have received him, to them gave he what? Power. If you are here, you are born again, you are enlisted to be empowered. If you are here, you are not born again, you have the opportunity before this service is over. Because except you are born again, empowerment is not your birthright. You may be coming to church, but that never makes you a Christian. Ushers may count you present, but does heaven count you present? Do you have a relationship with Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Are your sins washed away? Are you confident and sure of heaven? Are you confident of eternity? You shall not miss heaven.
Amen.
For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world? And I thought to myself several years ago, it's not really practically possible for one man to gain the whole world. But the Bible says, even if that were possible, you cannot compare that to salvation. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? It's better to lose any other thing in life than to lose your salvation. You shall not miss eternity. And in case you are already born again and you know you backslided, no more relationship with God, before this service is over today, you'll have an opportunity to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ and get on course with destiny. You shall make it in Jesus' name. Amen. Say me, I shall make it. Say like you believe it. Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
You have been redeemed to be empowered. A man gave a testimony sometime back at Faith Tabernacle. He used to be on the other side in the world, one of those wicked and demonic realms of darkness. And according to his testimony, they came to the Faith Tabernacle wanting to find out what's going on here. Let's come and have some manifestation of the evil one. But he came, and in his testimony, they could not perform. Why? He said when they entered Faith Tabernacle, he saw literally fire, flames of fire on the head of everybody. He gave his life to Christ and became a child of God. Do you have that flame on fire on your head?
Yes.
If you don't, today is your greatest hour of opportunity.
Amen.
So you don't fall flat to the wickedness of the wicked. Redeemed to be empowered. Also, we must understand and appreciate the fact that supernatural empowerment is real. It's not just a story. It's not fake. It is real. And today, the reality of it shall be manifested in your life.
Amen.
And also, we must understand the fact, very importantly, that empowerment is in levels. Empowerment is what? In levels. So no matter how empowered you might have been up till now, where God has in stock for you and me is still very far from where we are right now. And that's why I know somebody here today is changing level.
Amen.
If you are that person, let your amen show it.
Amen.
So then I am changing levels.
I am changing
levels. In the school of empowerment.
Today.
Again, I'm changing levels.
In
the school of empowerment.
When?
Today. When?
Today.
The loudest you can.
Today.
As you have declared it, God will make it happen for you.
Amen.
However, we must understand very importantly that empowerment is at a cost. Empowerment is what? Is at a cost. There is a price tag on empowerment. However, this price tag is not monetary. It's not in dollars, neither is it in pounds, sterling. It's not in euro, nor any currency of the world. It's far more valuable than what money can buy. Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not. In actual fact, the truth that sets free is not free. There is a value placed on empowerment. And one of the cardinal prices or cost of empowerment is prayer and fasting. Everybody say with me, prayer and fasting.
Prayer.
Louder yet?
Prayer.
Now the loudest you can.
Prayer
and fasting. This is one of the cardinal costs of empowerment. Like I said in the first service today, you will never come across in the kingdom of God a truly empowered person that is not given to a life of prayer and fasting. You must be given to a life of prayer and fasting if empowerment is your choice. What are we saying, therefore? Prayer and fasting create a platform for empowerment in the kingdom of God. Praise God. It's a fundamental cause for supernatural empowerment. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 21, Jesus speaking says, "This kind goeth not out but by prayer and what? And fasting." By prayer and fasting. Psalm 63 verses 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 63 verses 1, 2, and 3. The Bible said, "Thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsts." There is a thirsting. "My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." Now verse 2, everybody let's read together. 1, 2, go. "To see thy power." Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
To see thy power and thy glory, God's power and his glory go hand in hand. To see thy power and his glory, if you are empowered, you will enjoy the glory of God. And that's how I know that today in this empowerment season, this anointing service, and this covenant day of long life, every issue of shame and reproach in your life, in your career, in your family, in your finances, in your health, shall be turned to a testimony.
Amen.
To see thy power and thy glory, I am thirsty. I am longing. The longing can be referred to as the fasting. The fasting can be referred to as the prayer. Prayer and fasting require to see the power of God. And when you see the power of God and you're empowered by God supernaturally, you begin to enjoy his glory.
Amen.
To see thy power. So, it's important for us to understand the place of prayer and fasting as the cardinal cost for empowerment. And this is not the kind of prayer and fasting you do on emergency when there is a challenge. Emergency prayer. Looking for prayer contractors. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. While it's not wrong for you to be prayed for, it's important to make it a lifestyle.
Amen.
Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Not the kind of emergency fasting when there's a challenge. Go into a long fast. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that, but it should be part and parcel of our lifestyle. So we're talking about scheduled prayers and scheduled fasting. Matthew chapter 6, you read in the scripture, verse 5, "When thou prayest." Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, "When thou prayest." Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, "When thou prayest." It's a question of when. When, not if. It has to be scheduled. And the same chapter 6 of Matthew, go to verse 16. "When thou fastest." Verse 17. "When thou fastest." So prayer and fasting is supposed to be a matter of when. They ought to be scheduled as part and parcel of our lifestyle. Because prayer and fasting enhances your empowerment level. From today, your level again will change for the better.
Amen.
Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen?
When we're talking about prayer, please understand the importance of the help of the Holy Spirit in making your prayer life effectual. Please understand, people of God, there is no way you can have an effectual prayer and fasting life without the help of the Holy Spirit. God's servant, Bishop Oyedepo, has said it over and again, you cannot carry out a divine assignment in the energy of the flesh. You cannot pray effectively, fast effectively, without the help of the Holy Spirit. You cannot do it in the energy of the flesh. And that's why it's very important for us to understand and begin to take advantage of the Holy Spirit in prayer. If you are born again and you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit yet, make sure that today you take a step in that direction. And I'm sure that by the end of this service, the pastor will be telling us what to do, because you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's a wicked, wicked, wide world. Your destiny shall not be eroded.
Amen.
Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
I said, your destiny shall not be eroded.
Amen.
You need, and I need, the power of the Holy Spirit. Baptism with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I thank God who has enabled me by his grace and by his mercy. 1976, I can never forget that experience. When I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, nobody prayed for me. No one laid hands on me. I was thirsty for him. I was hungry for him. And in that little primary school, I remember clearly I knelt down and I prayed to God. And just like that, the Holy Spirit came. Baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. If I didn't have that experience, I don't know what life would have been like for me today. But glory, hallelujah. To the glory of God and the shame of the devil, he keeps empowering me to keep advancing in the midst of my enemies.
Amen.
As we get re-empowered again today, I see you begin to tread upon serpents and scorpions.
Amen.
And over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing. I said nothing.
Amen.
I said nothing.
Amen.
I said nothing.
Amen.
Shall by any means hurt you again.
Amen.
If you receive that, say, I receive it.
Amen.